Okay, so now it's my turn. I am Valeria Velasquez. I'm with the UC Berkeley Labor Occupational Health Program, and LOHP has been around for about 35 years doing all sorts of occupational health and safety training and education and research, and I've been there since 2004, and I've been working primarily with immigrant workers, like day laborers, domestic workers, and just recently farm workers. And today I wanted to talk to you about one of the few international experiences I've had the opportunity to get involved in the Dominican Republic, where we looked at incorporating occupational health and safety training in a sustainable labor model in Alta Gracia. And so I have no relationships to disclose. So this is I'm just going to start with a couple quotes from some of the workers that we met in Alta Gracia. This is Santa Elizabeth Abreu. "You don't have to depend on anything but your own hard work to provide for yourself. I've been developing and improving a lot of things in my life." This is Mario Perez. "My son is now able to attend the university. Before, it was difficult to come up with money to pay for his school tuition. It was even tough coming up with money to make sure he was able to eat." And Lolita Olivo, "I'd love to have the opportunity to build a home where I can accommodate my father and my children. My goal is to buy land where I can build a house." So I think the big question behind this project that we worked on is, in a global economy, in a global market, is it possible, is it an absolute necessity to have sweatshop labor? Do we have to have suicide-inducing conditions in China to have our iPhones? Do we have to recreate the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory every 100 years in Bangladesh? Alta Gracia provides a different model that I think is a really exciting one to think about. This is a garment factory in the Dominican Republic, and this is a website of Alta Gracia. As you can see, they produce all types of different sweatshirts, hoodies, T-shirts for universities, American universities, as well as contracting with a couple cities, LA and San Francisco. At this factory in Alta Gracia, which is just outside of Santo Domingo, they pay twice the prevailing wage. They have a member-driven union, trade union, that's part of a federation of free trade workers that are free trade zone workers in 9 different Dominican facilities. They prioritize health and safety. They have a very active health and safety committee. They're creating these garments for a company called Knights Apparel that works out of South Carolina. And they have about 130 workers in this factory. And this is all an idea mainly by the Worker Rights Consortium, which is a labor rights NGO that has contracted with over 185 different American universities. And the idea is they are a monitoring organization, and they ensure that these garments are sweat-free garments. They're not being created in sweatshops. So just to give you an idea of what the work looks like in Alta Gracia, here's a picture of the cloth layout, of the cutting table, of sewing hoodies, of inspecting the garments, of sewing the sweatshirts, sewing the T-shirts, and then you pack them up, and then you send them in boxes so that you get from this beautiful royal blue fabric to something like this, a Duke hoodie, a Duke T-shirt, a Duke sweatshirt. And I'm not just showing Duke apparel because I'm a Blue Devil, but as you'll see later, you'll see that Duke has actually, it's done something that I'm very proud of, and I'll reveal to you at the end of the presentation. So this is Mariano Kramer. He's a retired Kalosh inspector. He was conducting one of the preliminary inspections of the factory in Alta Gracia. And this is Mariano Garrett Brown, also a Kalosh inspector, who helped out with this project, Sarah from the Worker Rights Consortium, and me. And I'm sorry? He's from the States, actually. Kalosh inspector, yes. Mariano Kramer. And Actually, under Dominican law, health and safety committees are required. And given that the country has about 4.4 million workers and only 9 government health and safety inspectors, health and safety committees actually play a very, very integral role in ensuring that health and safety is going on. They are responsible for inspections, for accident investigations, and for providing training, among other things. So what we went to do down there is we conducted a training first for the Altagracia workers, just for the factory workers with their health and safety committee members. And the second day, we did a full-day training with the group from the Fedotrasones, which is the union members representing the 7 out of the 9 plants in the Dominican Republic for garments. And the idea was to start building, from the very beginning of the factory, an occupational health and safety culture and a strong health and safety capacity and an effective health and safety committee. And so here we have one of the one portion of the training where we did ergonomics training. And the employees there actually chose to stay late in the day on Friday out of their own accord to participate. So they're very enthusiastic and active. And we did some hazard mapping. And here's a picture of all of the participants. And what was really gratifying, now this was a couple years ago that we did the training, but I got back in touch with Mariano and with Sarah and Garrett to see what had happened at the factory since we did the training. And they actually found, you know, in the inspections they found quite a few hazards, and it was really heartening to see that many of them were corrected almost immediately. For example, this is the main sub-panels needed to be identified as to the voltage and to the current. And that was done. This is in the inspection that Mariano conducted in February of 2011. These are unguarded lower pulley nip points on several sewing machines. And they were corrected. Management provided additional sheet guarding, and they obtained full enclosure of the hazards on all of these machines. This is the entrance to a compressor area that had about almost 3 feet high break in elevation, so it needed some stairs or a ramp. So they put in some nice yellow stairs. And then one of the most immediate health issues there was chemical exposure and what's called the spot remover operation. They're using methylene chloride, which is a carcinogen, toluene, which is a reproductive toxin, and hexane, which can create nervous system disorders. And what they had in place in terms of controls was a local exhaust system, but it was ineffective because the hood was too small and you couldn't really work inside it, so it was pointless in the production it was trying to offer. The PPE, the personal protective equipment, was too large in terms of the respirators. It was too large for the workers' face. And it was really hot and humid in the factory, so they weren't wearing it properly anyways because they were pretty much suffocating. So there are a lot of possible ways to deal with this, and they chose a real classic engineering control. They decided to go with a less toxic chemical, which is, this is the MSDS for it, it's Tide. So for Tide, all you need is general ventilation, and you just need to use rubber and neoprene gloves. So that was a pretty good fix. And the other big issue was, if you can tell by this picture, I'm sweating like a pig because it was really hot in the factory, and I'm not used to it, but it is really hot if you look at the temperature, and this is something that the workers have complained about, heat stress and illness. And there are a few options that were proposed. One is, this is not it, but this is a reflective paint coating that you can put on the top of a roof, and that can reduce internal temperature, but that wasn't what they used. You could always install air conditioning, but cost is definitely an issue. You can install swamp coolers, but the humidity would affect the quality of the fabric. So you could also do training on heat stress. This is a training that we do over the summer for farm workers. But what they decided to do, which I thought was pretty ingenious, is to install a tube along the length of the factory that circulates cooler water. So these tubes are on the two slopes of the roof of the factory. And the workers have reported that that has actually made the conditions more comfortable and reduced the temperature during working time. Another big hazard they found was airborne cotton dust. It's an irritant and sensitizer. And short of installing an LEV system on all the machines, You can also employ housekeeping procedures, which is, you know, vacuuming regularly during the workday. And that's what they did. When Mariano went back, he reported that he saw employees continuously using the shop vac vacuum over the course of production. And I am proud to report that at Duke University, my alma mater, they reached an all-time sales high of Alta Gracia apparel. They sold 500,000 garments from Alta Gracia. And so it showed that, you know, workers like this can do a little better in the Dominican Republic, making a prevailing wage. It's a sustainable model. Its working sales figures are comparable to traditional garment factories. Health and safety, although it is a work in progress, not everything is perfect there. It seems to be doing pretty well, and they were refreshingly responsive to hazards, according to our inspectors. So I'd like to just thank Sarah Adler-Milstein from the Worker Rights Consortium and Garrett Brown and Mariano Kramer from the Maquiladora Health and Safety Support Network for making this possible. And inviting LOHP to participate is a really wonderful project, and it's just rewarding to see what's going on in the Dominican now. So I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes? Who owns a factory? Knights Apparel. Yeah, Knights Apparel. They're a company out of South Carolina. Yes. I don't think so. No. Mm-hmm.
And this, supposedly there's some sort of cooperative ventures of coffee growers. Are they connected to the people? I saw the address somewhere about that.
You know, he just asked a question about if the Alta Gracia workers have made a connection with coffee cooperatives in the northern part of... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Garrett, if you've heard anything about that. I mean, I can check in with the WRC to see if that's the case, actually, with our local contact now. But I'd be curious to find out more.
Maybe they could help unionize the workers in the Carolinas.
Yes.